there's an animal in the house. And Windsor's allowed because Windsor's either in training or, let's just say, the example of how all dogs should behave. Of course, Windsor and his colleagues certainly have a life of leadership and help throughout their life. Because we're talking Paws with a Cause and talking with those who spend their lives raising money and certainly working with those who are training these service dogs. And we'll talk more about that. PawsWithACause.org for more information. There's a Barkathon right around the corner, so let's discuss that with you. Kara Conway, appreciate you, Public Relations and Social Media Coordinator. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
And good that you are here. Carrie Simmons, taking care of Windsor, External Relations and more.
Good morning.
Tell me about Windsor.
Windsor is almost a three-year-old chocolate Labrador, and she was...
Yes.
I've had the wrong sex.
That's okay. She's not offended. She is not offended. She is a fully trained service dog. Unfortunately, she had some health issues and was unable to go out to her client. And so now she actually works for Paws with a Cause. So she comes with us and does all kinds of presentations and demonstrations and represents Paws in the best way possible.
So the sign on her back says, don't pet me, and I just petted her.
Yes.
Okay, so I broke the rule.
You broke the rules. That's okay.
Well, you bring a dog in here, I'm going to break every rule there is.
It's okay. Our rule is, if you see a dog in a cape, we ask you to ask the handler, no matter what the cape says. But because Windsor is a demo dog and she's not a full service dog working currently in this capacity, you can pet her. Yeah, you're welcome.
Kara Conway, let's talk. First of all, the 101s of Paws with a Cause, please.
Yes, so Paws with a Cause custom trains assistance dogs for people with disabilities, and we are currently training four different types of assistance dogs. We train hearing dogs, service dogs, seizure response dogs, and service dogs for children with autism. And we have a large event coming up tomorrow called our Barkathon.
Yay! Let's talk about the Barkathon. Let's just go right there.
Yeah. This is our first Barkathon, and it will be a 12-hour phone-in fundraiser. We are trying to raise $30,000 in one day, and that is how much we estimate it costs to provide our dogs with their clients. So we are encouraging listeners to call in to 616-877-7297 tomorrow between 7:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. and donate whatever they can towards our $30,000 goal.
Great. This Barkathon, is it something new?
Yes, this is the first one.
And it's important to support what you do because a couple of things. First of all, you're still located in Wayland.
Correct.
Yes, and that's like the home base.
Yes.
And you send your dogs all over.
Nationally.
Yeah, so lives are being touched with what is happening in our own backyard. So just some more housekeeping. One could just say, I want to pledge my support, kind of like what we do here, or...
We are actually going to ask folks to donate that day over the phone. So they can do a monthly pledge if they would like, but we're hoping that folks will just be able to provide a credit card over the phone and give us that donation. And hopefully, like Kara said, we'll reach that $30,000 goal.
How else are you raising money, Kara? In general, I trust you have... there's always a donate button.
Yes. We always have a donate option on our website, www.pawswithacause.org. And we provide all of our dogs to our clients for free. So we rely on generous donations and our monthly donors and very small percent of our family foundations to support us.
So 82% of our donations come from individual donors. Mm-hmm. There are no insurance companies, government programs, even for veterans to receive a dog. And so we rely very heavily on people, individual donors. We do have some small family foundations and some grants that help us, but it really is the individual donor on the day-to-day who's either donating online or hopefully calling in tomorrow on the Barkathon to support our efforts.
Barkathon does happen tomorrow to benefit Paws with a Cause out of Wayland, Kara Conway, and Carrie Smith in the house with Windsor. What's that number again?
616-877-7297.
You doing anything over the internet? Or
yeah, we will also be doing a lot of Facebook interaction and social media all on our platforms, and we'll be having some clients and volunteers being interviewed that viewers can watch and kind of hear their story.
Awesome. Carrie, do you need puppy raisers?
Oh my goodness. We always need puppy raisers. We actually have approximately 50 puppies that will be coming in the next month or two. So if you have room in your home and your heart, we would love to have you volunteer for us. It's a one-year commitment. We do ask that you return the dog back to us after about a year. And if I had a dime for every time someone said to me, I could never turn that dog back in, I would be rich and so would Paws. But actually, what we say all the time is that our clients need these dogs, these life-changing, independence-creating dogs, more than I want a dog. So I'm raising a puppy right now, 13 months old, golden retriever, and I'm doing this to give back, to pay it forward. And my kids are involved, and they understand the process, and we never lie. We say that the day that you turn in a puppy is difficult, but it is a beautiful, beautiful gift that you're giving to somebody else who couldn't have that independence without it.
I can't remember. Do you have the opportunity to, let's just say, keep in touch with the dog once it's presented to its owner?
It's really dependent on the client. A lot of our clients do reach back out to our foster puppy raisers, but we also want to respect their privacy and understand that they are trying to just go forward and live their own life. So if they choose not to, we respect that, but a lot of them do reach back out to the foster puppy raisers. They especially want those baby puppy pictures. So they get the dog when the dog is about 2.5 or 3 years old, and so they are really looking for those cute 12-week-old pictures.
Now, do your experts who, let's just say, train the animal work out of your Wayland home?
Yes, they do. So most of the training happens right at our HQ in Wayland.
It's going to be awesome to witness, you know, how Windsor can do some pretty crazy good things.
It is awesome.
Yes. She actually was trained to open doors, to pull a laundry basket for her client from one room to the next. She can turn on lights and turn on and off lights. And our dogs can do some of the most amazing things. And a lot of people think of us as a dog organization, but we're really an organization that serves people with disabilities with our dogs. And it's just amazing what our dogs can do for our clients.
And a reminder to have it known that your clients aren't paying for this, correct?
They do not pay anything for our dogs.
Yes, so hence a reason for Barkathons and opportunities to give and raise puppies on your own. So, well, Windsor's crashed.
Yep, she's out. She's asleep right here next to me. You probably would never know she was in the room unless you were here and could see her. She is a really beautiful, wonderful dog, and she's a perfect representation of Paws.
Yes, that's where we are. And are you still basically using the retriever Labrador breed, or do you ever get a, Jack Russell coming in? That might be a disaster.
We mostly use the retrievers and the labs, but we also do some standard poodles for our clients that may have allergies, and some smaller breeds such as the Papillon.
Oh, those are cute little animals.
Yes.
All right, full circle. Carrie, tell me more about how to get involved with either puppy raising or other opportunities, volunteering.
Yeah. We are always looking for foster puppy raisers that I explained earlier. We're also looking for housing for our mama and papa dogs. So we do have our own breeding program through Paws, and that has been highly successful for us. We've had a lot more success with our breeding program, and we have some mama and papa dogs who are looking for forever homes. Mm-hmm. So you could either volunteer as a foster puppy raiser, or you could volunteer to have a mama or a papa dog, and those are the dogs that you would be able to keep forever. Mm-hmm. We do hope that people will whelp our mama dogs at home, which is a lot of work, but it's super fun. And then we are always looking for folks to connect with us and support on a donation level as well. So there's lots of ways to connect.
Yes. Kara, details for tomorrow, please.
Yes. Our Barkathon starts at 7:30 in the morning, and you can keep in contact with us through our Facebook page, Paws with a Cause. Call in to 616-877-7297 and donate whatever you can to help us reach our $30,000 goal and help us sponsor this client dog team.
That's right. Dollars going right back into the future Windsors. Take care to you both. PauseWithTheCause.org. Kara Conway, Carrie Simmons, and Windsor. Windsor, open the door. Just joking.
Thank you.
Thanks, Shelley.
Enjoy your Barkathon and more.